Welcome back. Joining me for a look at the day's markets activity is Graham Frank from PSG Wealth Sandton Greyston. Thank you so much for your time, Graham. We are seeing, you know, so much turbulence in the markets. Really nowhere to hide at the moment, right?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, and in fact, that's a very loaded question. There's nowhere to hide in terms of equity markets, i.e. sectors. For example, Nestle, one of your ultimate defensive low-risk shares, was down 5% today. Globally, bonds have been hit hard, equities have been hit hard, properties have been hit hard. So really, cash under the mattress is about the only place to be. And as you well know, over time, inflation will eat you there. So yeah, you're right, nowhere to hide.
That's the thing, really, inflation sweeping through everything. Let's talk about the MPC that also responded to inflation today. Really big news locally. So really a hawkish tone where they increased the repo rate by 50 basis points. We will be having a more detailed conversation on that move just after seven, but I just want your take on that decision.
Yeah, I think it was largely expected. I mean, I think consensus was somewhere between 25 and 50, and they've gone for the upper end of that range. And as you said in your introduction, I think that's why the Rand responded positively, i.e. we'll probably see more inflows into South African bonds and interest sort of bearing securities. So not necessarily a surprise. Globally, inflation is really going up. And I think the SARB is trying to be proactive rather than, to be fair, some of the other countries that have been a lot more reactive to inflation. So not a real surprise, but obviously bad news for an already constrained consumer. And as you said in your introduction, stagflation, which just to define that, that's a stagnant economy that still has inflation, because normally inflation comes on board with a strong economy, and stagflation, a stagnant economy and inflation, is not good news. So I think the SARB had to act, but it's not great for the economy.
Yeah, indeed, quite a tight rope that the SARB had to actually walk on. But I take your point there that they decided to be proactive instead of reactive, as we've maybe seen with the Fed. Let's go on to company news that came out today. We had quite a few results, starting off with Afrimat, releasing really a good set of results. Their earnings being boosted by iron ore prices and volumes. Of course, their acquisitions are paying off, and they've got, you know, their cash generation remains strong. That share price, though, down for most of the day, almost 3%, although it did come back. It is on positive territory right now, slightly. What's your reaction on those numbers?
We really like Afrimat. I mean, they've evolved from being a construction company, as you know, many years ago, to being pretty much a resource-based metals iron ore company. They are an extremely well-managed, one of the best smaller cap mining companies out there. And yeah, I mean, they have, as you said in the introduction, great balance sheet, dividend, special dividend. The PE of the company I see now is trading on these levels at about 8 times. So as far as a commodity share is concerned, not incredibly cheap, given that commodity prices are high. But we like Afrimat. You know, we still like the resource space just more generally, given the war and inflationary pressures all over the world.
So you're talking about the PE now being at around 8. So as much as you're saying that it's not that cheap, but if it goes down, for example, now it was down about 3% at some point, would that be a good opportunity to go into the company?
Yeah, I think so. And as I say, although it, on face value, the PE would suggest it's reasonably fair value. Yeah. If we continue to have commodity tailwinds, we are going to continue to see earnings numbers that are strong, and we continue to see a strong balance sheet, better dividends. And that's the same Anglo's, BHP, but it's in most of the shares, that the commodity shares that are reporting at the moment.
All right, so let's go to another report from Investec. Adjusted earnings per share up over 90%. Of course, this is at the top end of their guidance, also more than pre-COVID levels. Funds under management also edging higher, although impacted by market volatility in the last 3 months of the reporting period. The bank says it's confident in the earnings momentum going forward, even with the risks that do exist in the economy. Where are your confidence levels on that?
So we like, just to take a step back, we do like the banking, the local banking sector, just generally. Obviously, the top four banks would dominate, and Investec would be slightly more niche. But yeah, we like Investec. I think they're coming off a fairly low base. So although the numbers were good, the share price is up 70 to 75% over the past year. So I guess the market more or less did discount this. Again,
Okay.
if I look at valuation, it's trading on a PE of about 11 times, which is quite cheap as far as banks go because they're much more steady eddy. Well, they're not steady eddy, but relative to resources, they're more steady. So we like Investec, and I think splitting up 91 and Investec has put a spotlight on Investec management, and they seem to be doing a good job.
Something that's not steady, and that is Massmart, along with its share price. So they posted a fall in sales, except for macro as expected. So they've really had to contend with higher product and supply chain costs, and also pressure on a consumer disposable income. I don't think this is at all surprising, but I mean, they were punished by the market at some point. That share price was down 13%. I think by the close was down 6%. I would think that this risk would already be baked in. Do you not think so?
I do, but they look, I think it's been a perennial disappointer since Walmart got involved. And as one commentator friend of mine said, sort of an investment in Massmart would be a triumph of hope over experience, because you keep hoping it's going to get better, but experience tells you that it just is not getting better. And then you throw into the mix a fairly new CEO writing off the kitchen sink, wiping things clean, etc. And so I agree with you. You know, the numbers were expected to be bad, but probably they were a bit worse than an already jaded market was expecting out of Massmart. To be honest, we don't really follow it that much anymore for the simple reason it's just been such a poor performance, and it's just so volatile off these levels.
And there's so many other better options in the retail space as well. A better option for you, your stock pick for today, Graham?
So I'm going to go, you know, just bulk standard blue chip Naspers. I mean, you're getting a share 50% cheaper than it was 1 year ago and 40% cheaper than it was 6 months ago. So, yes, there are risks. I think the bigger thing that investors need to think about is, do they want to get involved in the market at all? And or do they want to wait for this inflation to play itself out? We think the risks are fairly balanced at this point. But as far as blue chip shares go, you know, there's a bunch out there. But the tech shares, Nasdaq's been hit 30%, and Naspers, along with the Chinese angle, has been hit a lot harder than that. So we would go with Naspers.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your time, Graham, just walking us through what has moved the markets today. That was a Graham Frank from PSG Wealth, Sandton Greyston. We'll be right back.